It's time for our weekly look at what's been happening in the world of sport. This is Lee Middleton. Welcome along. Coming up this week on The World at Play. Team USA announced their captain for the 2018 Ryder Cup. Also stateside, American football fans are heading towards the divisional playoff weekend. And could the fight that everybody wants to see really be about to happen? But we'll start this week with Formula One, and it might be the off-season, but there's plenty of moving and shaking been happening between the teams. Frédéric Vasseur has left his position as the boss of Renault's Formula One team after just one season in charge. A statement from Renault said the decision to part company was agreed by mutual consent and effective immediately. It comes after months of claims by sources familiar with Renault of a difficult relationship between Vasseur and the Renault Sport managing director. Elsewhere in the pits, Paddy Lowe has left his position as the technical boss of Mercedes. He's the man who has led the team to three double championships, that's the drivers and constructors titles, in a row between 2014 and 2016. He's expected to join the Williams team. He's going to be replaced at McLaren by the former Ferrari technical director, James Allison, whose deal was signed some months ago, sources say. That, though, has not yet been confirmed. Let's head stateside, where Jim Furyk has been named as the Team USA captain for the 2018 Ryder Cup, which will take place at Le Golf National in Paris. He was one of Davis Love's vice-captains as the US beat Europe 17-11 to regain the trophy in 2016. Twice on the winning side in 9 Ryder Cup appearances as a player. He will go head-to-head next year with Denmark's Thomas Bjørn, who's already been confirmed as the European captain for the Ryder Cup. We're closing in on one of the biggest spectacular in all of sports, the Super Bowl, just a few weeks away in American football. And this weekend sees the divisional playoff games take place. The Pittsburgh Steelers won convincingly 13-12 against the Miami Dolphins in their AFC wildcard game in rather chilly temperatures of -8 Celsius. They'll travel to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs in the divisional playoffs, whilst the Green Bay Packers overcame the New York Giants to earn a visit to the Dallas Cowboys after their 38-13 victory. So the divisional playoffs in full Saturday in the NFC. It's the Atlanta Falcons against the Seattle Seahawks. Sunday's NFC game sees the Cowboys take on the Green Bay Packers, as we've just mentioned. In the AFC, both of these games taking place on Sunday, New England Patriots against the Houston Texans, and the Kansas City Chiefs play the Pittsburgh Steelers. For fight fans this week, only one question has really been dominating the sports. Now, I say fight fans, this is kind of regardless of whether you're a boxing fan or a mixed martial art fan, because two of the biggest names from both sports could be about to come together. Speculation has been rife of a fight between Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor, but the five-way boxing world champion Mayweather has now offered the UFC champion $15 million to face him in the ring. Mayweather retired unbeaten back in 2015, but speaking with ESPN, said that a bout with the Irishman, who now has a boxing license, was the only thing that could tempt him back into the ring. Mayweather has also confirmed that initial talks with McGregor's representatives have taken place. McGregor, however, has previously said that he wants at least $100 million to fight Floyd Mayweather. Some sad news for fans of the England football team. Former England manager Graham Taylor has died at the age of 72. His playing career saw him play as a defender for Grimsby and Lincoln City. Before becoming a manager, he took over Lincoln City back in 1972. He also managed Watford and Aston Villa, leading both to runners-up spots in the top division in English football. He was appointed England manager in 1990, spent just over 3 years at the helm of the national team. Graham Taylor, who has passed away at the age of 72. We'll keep with football as we look ahead to this weekend. And as we mentioned on last week's edition of The World at Play, the Africa Cup of Nations gets underway on Saturday. This time, the tournament takes place in Gabon, and they will open the tournament by playing Guinea-Bissau on Saturday. Saturday's other game sees Cameroon against Burkina Faso. On Sunday, it's Algeria against Zimbabwe, and Tunisia take on Senegal. There's European rugby this weekend as well. The Champions Cup and the Challenge Cup both have fixtures. Some of the picks of the ties there. Glasgow take on Munster, Connacht against Zebre, and Wasps against Stade Toulouse. And finally, the first tennis major of the year gets underway down under this weekend. It is, of course, the Australian Open. The seedings have now been released for the tournaments. The men's world number one Andy Murray will be the top seed in the men's draw. Defending champion Angelique Kerber tops the seed for the ladies' side. Other notable seeds from the men's side of the tournament include Novak Djokovic, who is the number two seed, Stan Wawrinka at number four, and Rafael Nadal, who is the ninth seed. And for the ladies, Serena Williams, the second seed, Agnieszka Radwanska is third seed, and Svetlana Kuznetsova goes into the tournament as the number eight seed for the women's draw. Now, as always, whatever your sports and whoever your team, we wish you and them the very best of luck for the weekend. This is Lee Middleton. Make sure you come and join me back here at the same time next week with more from the World at Play.